Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And if you were with us this past Sunday, we wrapped up our teaching series called Free, where we've been looking at chapter 8 and 9 of 2 Corinthians. And the big idea for our message this past week at Westerville was that we have been blessed by God to be a blessing to others. And what we see in these two chapters of scripture is that churches in different cities and different regions were being a blessing to one another. The church in Corinth was helping to meet the needs of the church in Jerusalem, and the church in Jerusalem was taking time to pray for the believers in Corinth. And what we see really throughout the entire New Testament is that God accomplishes his greatest work through the ministry of the local church, because the church is a local expression of the universal body of Christ. And it is God's primary vehicle for fulfilling the Great Commission in our world. The church, the local church, is the way that God spreads the good news of the gospel. It's the way that he disciples and equips his people. It's the way that he provides for the needs of the community. Like, this is the way God has designed it and set it up. And in order for the local church to thrive and to be all that God has designed it to be, it needs every part of the body engaged within the life of the church, because the church is better when each member is using their gifts to be a blessing, when each member is living a life of open-handed generosity with their time, their talent, and their treasure. And this past Sunday, we encouraged each person in our church to take a step towards greater engagement within the church. And we talked about three just very practical ways to do that. The first one was to pray. And the question we asked is, man, how often do you pray for your church? And if you consider LifePoint your home church, I would encourage you to make praying for your church, to make praying for your church's leaders a regular part of your prayer life. And we shared about how back in January, our church began a prayer and fasting initiative, where every single day this year, there has been at least one person from our church, either a staff member or a life group leader, who has been praying and fasting for our church for a 24-hour period of time. And so as we enter into the fall, we are inviting our entire church family to be a part of that initiative. And we're asking that you would consider taking a 24-hour period this fall to pray and to fast, so that we would see God's work in our church. And this is something that everybody can do. Everybody can pray. The second kind of step that we talked about was serving. You know, every week, if you attend LifePoint, you are blessed by someone else's act of service. The person who is greeting you in the parking lot, the person who made you a cup of coffee, the person hanging out with your kids, the people who are leading you in worship, you are benefiting from someone else's generosity. And so maybe it's time for you to take a step towards being a contributor in your church and at your campus, where you begin to use your gifts and your time to be a blessing to others. And man, there's so many different ways that you can use your gifts to serve our church family, whether that's in kids ministry or student ministry, the connections team, the coffee team, parking team, our next steps team, worship and production, the resource team, the security team. There's so many different options, and you can connect with any of our staff members across our campuses, and we would love to help you take that step. And then the third kind of step of application was to give. And we talked about how, you know, the local church is God's primary vehicle for fulfilling the Great Commission. And because of this, I would argue that the greatest way to leverage your giving and your generosity for kingdom impact is to give to the local church. And so if you consider LifePoint to be your home church, I would encourage you to make giving to your church a priority. that you would faithfully and consistently invest in what God is doing through the life of our church, because we have been blessed by God to be a blessing to others. So how can you take a step towards greater engagement in your church? Is it by praying? Is it by serving? Is it by giving? As believers, we want to live lives of open-handed generosity because we have been blessed by God to be a blessing to others. And so I would love to take a minute just to pray for you now and then to give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, Lord, as we kind of wrap up our series and wrap up our time in 2 Corinthians, God, I've just been reminded about how gracious and how generous, God, you have been towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus stepped out of the riches and the glory of heaven. He became poor so that through his death, we could become rich in the things that matter most. And so God, we thank you for your grace and your kindness in our life. And Lord, in response to that, in response to the blessings we've received, God, may we be people who live lives of open-handed generosity, who look for opportunities to be a blessing to others. Thank you, God, for your love and for your grace. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.